the rest of the story. Alvin Cullum was a mountain man. And whenever he felt the devil on his heels, he ran up into those big mountains near his family home, to one mountain in particular, to think. That's where Al was that night, on that mountaintop, thinking and praying. The decision he made in the starlight quiet would be the most important of his entire life, and it must be the right one. Now, Al had been a swearing, drinking, cigarette-smoking rowdy until he got religion one New Year's Day. From then on, he was the pride of his family. Joining the local Church of Christ, he soon became an elder, was even trusted to conduct services when the pastor was absent. And then came the war and the draft. Al's church, condemning violence in general, urged the young man to apply for status as a conscientious objector. On the draft registration form, a question asked, "Do you claim exemption?" And on the line beneath, Al answered, "Yes, I don't want to fight," end quote. Thereafter, Al filed four successive appeals. All four were denied. Al would not be permitted to become a conscientious objector. He would run away, he thought, far up into the mountains where the authorities could never find him. But at the last moment, realizing that eventually he would be found, Al allowed himself to be inducted, and he was sent to basic training, and he hated every minute of it. He told no one of his moral objection to war until he was assigned a combat unit, which was preparing to ship out. He then went to his company commander, who referred him to the battalion commander, Major George Buxton. Major Buxton never once doubted Al's sincerity. He also knew his Bible, and he and Al spent a long night debating that book's position on killing. "Thou shalt not kill," quoted Al. But the major countered with the more precise translation, "Thou shalt not murder." There was a difference, he said, and it went back and forth like that, until the major finally made Al this offer. The young man was to go home and think things over for 10 days. And if, when Al returned, he still believed that war was wrong, he would be granted a non-combat assignment, no questions asked. So, Al went home. He spent a day and a night on that mountaintop praying for guidance. The following day, he came down from the mountain, resigned to render unto Caesar. He would not be harmed on the battlefield, he consoled his mother, because God had assured him of it. And so Al went off to war, and in the annals of World War I, one most extraordinary act of courage is often recalled, that of a young corporal from Tennessee who, armed only with a rifle and a pistol, killed 25 Germans, captured another 132, and put 35 of their machine guns out of action, and he did it all single-handed. By French and Americans alike, he was showered with more medals than one uniform could wear. He was promoted. He became world famous. You have now met the would-be conscientious objector, Alvin Cullum York. History remembers him simply as Sergeant York. Only now you know the rest of the story.